In the early morning dim of March 29, 1849, a sympathetic storekeeper in Richmond, Virginia, nailed the lid on a crate containing a slave. A 200-pound man had folded himself into a wooden box just 3 foot 1 inch long, 2 feet wide, and 2.5 feet deep. Cramped in suffocating darkness, the slave endured, often upside down, a grueling 350-mile shipment via railroad freight car, steamboat, and wagon. 27 hours later, in a Philadelphia abolitionist's office, Henry Box Brown emerged from his coffin-like confinement to begin life as a free man. The news of his stunning appearance encouraged the hopes of freedom in countless slaves. Everyone is born a slave of sin. Jesus Christ said in John 8:34, "Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." We cannot free ourselves from this oppressive master, for no one can live without sinning against God. But the sinless Jesus, not for his own sake, but for others, came from heaven to deliver his people. Jesus allowed godless men to nail him to a Roman cross, and 3 days later rose from the dead, so that, as Romans 6:6 says, we should no longer be slaves of sin. And all those who trust in his work, and not their own, as the way to freedom, will find emancipation from sin. Therefore, declared Jesus in John 8:36, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. I wonder if Henry Brown ever suffered nightmares of being back in his box. I do know that Christians, though freed from the penalty of all sin and declared righteous in God's sight, sometimes feel a spiritual claustrophobia. It's almost as though they've returned to the bondage that enslaved them before they knew Jesus. Sinful choices and activities can cause God's forgiven people to feel this way. But there are other reasons why believers may not be breathing the sweet air of spiritual freedom. If you feel boxed in spiritually, perhaps it's because you've experienced what the Apostle Paul feared for the souls of some. He wrote in 2 Corinthians 11:3, "But I am afraid lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Paul's readers had been distracted by the message of what he calls in verse 4, another Jesus. In other words, men had come preaching about Jesus, but spoke of him differently than the Apostle Paul had. Many think that false teachers had told them about Christ in a way that caused them to look less to Jesus and more to their own good deeds and spirituality. As they did so, they were led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Whenever this happens to a Christian, his spiritual life soon becomes burdensome. He feels back in the box of slavery to duties that bring no joy. Instead of refreshing and ravishing his soul with the love of Christ, his spirituality seems complicated, unfulfilling, like just one more thing to do in an overbusy life. And so if you recognize yourself in this bondage, rest your soul afresh in the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. Look to him to be the satisfaction of what God requires from you. Rediscover your spiritual practices as the means of experiencing and enjoying Christ, and not as a mere checklist of requirements to keep. But other hearers who feel boxed in spiritually, as far as they know their own hearts, have kept their eyes on Christ alone, not only to make them right with God, but also to keep them right with God. And yet the responsibilities of life have become so overwhelming that even the habits of their spirituality only seem to add to the burden and complexity of their weary existence. Spiritually, they're as dry and rootless as tumbleweed. If this is you, it's my prayer that as you hear these programs each morning, your devotion to Christ will become more simple and pure. And as it does, may you feel the refreshing return of the gentleness and love of Christ in your soul. To read this and other chapters from Simplify Your Spiritual Life, stop by my website, www.biblicalspirituality.org.